It's a beautiful Monday afternoon in China. We're in spring, but it's cloudy. I'm such a fan of cloudy days. Hello there, welcome, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you are. I'm just happy that you're listening. If you are, welcome. Namaste. Ni hao ma. San bonani. How are you? How are you? I'm really good, actually. I had a very great last night. Yeah. Sunday was amazing. I had a great Sunday night. Had fun with my friends. We had dinner and then we had drinks. Good time. Dancing. Shimmy, shimmy. You know what it is. Tried on my new fashion. Apparently, I look good in baggy clothes. So I think I'm going to be rocking baggy clothes this summer. Right. Anyway, skinny jeans are out, so hey, baggy is the new thing. Yep, you heard it. Well, I heard it, now you're hearing it. Take it, use it, don't use it. Hey, it's your prerogative. Anyway, welcome. This is Colbin Green, in case you forgot. The Green Tea Podcast from Asia. Yeah, right, that's fun. I haven't spoken to you in a very, 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 it feels like eons since we last spoke. I had to take a break, reflect, refill, and just rejuvenate. Normal life had to go back. Everything had to revert to normal. We're back to work. So, yeah, exhaustion. Yeah, exhaustion. I repeat that, exhaustion. But anyway, thank God I'm rested after I had a good time with my friends. So my friend Alan turned 21 last night. Yeah, it's like last week he was 20. Now he's 21. The big 21. Happy birthday, dude. Love you. I hope you're listening. You had better listen. Because I'm really giving you a shout out. Yeah. Yeah. I had a good time. Birthday. So today, actually, I'm having dinner with my friend Shady. Yeah. In fact, while I'm recording this, I should be getting ready. But anyway, I just had to. So today, the burning question. Is it burning, though? Well, it's a question of interest, I think. The question of interest. Oh, by the way, I'm having green tea. I never cheat. I'm having green tea. Today, the question is, is hard work enough? Really, like, is your years of tireless, hardworking nights and days, blood, sweat, and tears, is that ever enough? Really, is that ever enough? Have you ever reached a point or rather had a certain type of feeling and you woke up one day? Normally, I tend to reflect on things when I wake up. Or maybe I'm smoking. You know, I stand by the window and I smoke and I ponder on some things. But is this really what life is? Is this what I spent like all those years getting educated for? Because sometimes I do kind of wake up and I feel sort of indignant, you know, and disgruntled. That is this really what being an adult is? Is this where it ends? You go to school, university, you get a few shitty jobs here and there and you learn a few good ones. You know, like right now, like I've got a good situation. I won't lie. Thank God for that. I am blessed. Right. And then you look at other people who don't really have to work hard for such things. And you look at your age and you look at their age. You're like, hey, he's 21 and he's doing this. And you imagine yourself back, you know, as a 21-year-old and you were doing, well, relatively nothing, you know. But you've been working hard. But you still haven't really, you know, like, yeah, well, you know, people have targets. You know, you haven't reached your target. You know, you haven't actually accumulated or rather have come into your goal. You've been working and working and working, but you still haven't gotten anywhere. And then you ask yourself, is hard work really enough? Or there needs to be some sort of intervention, you know, or somebody needs to step in and save me, or somebody needs to throw me a lifeline. Because I've been working hard. I haven't been lazy. This is you talking to yourself. Somewhere around 3 a.m. when you can't sleep, insomnia, and then all these thoughts pour into your mind and you wake up depressed the next day, or you're smoking or you're doing this, and suddenly you think, is this really what I signed up for? Is this really what people were talking about when they said, well, you'll be an adult? Is this what adulting is about? You know, working hard and not really reaching your target, not reaching your main goal. You're not doing bad, but you're not doing that great either. And you look at someone else, they're just kind of coasting by, you know, and they're just cruising. And, you know, often I go on Instagram and I see people like, oh my God, they've made it well. You know, like they're doing well. You know, they are living their best lives. But then there's no hard work. You know, you're like, what they do? And you're like, really? You had to do that and now you this? And then I've been working in this. And then you ask yourself, is it really hard work or is it just sheer luck? Is it really luck? Because, I mean, hard work is, yeah, I've been working hard, yet I haven't really reached my goal. Is hard work enough? Or do I need to outsource some help or something like that? And then there'll be those people, you know, those motivational speakers, which I detest, by the way. Like, I always speak crap about those people. They think they know it all. And then you look at them and you're like, dude, but, you know, what are you telling me that I don't already know? I believe that nobody can tell you about you that you don't already know. I don't like such people. Is there really a formula to life, or rather to success, that people are just missing in their hard working? Is there really a formula that you do this? You know, like math, you know, there's a formula for literally everything in math. Is there a formula to success? Is there a formula that can save you from hard work? Is there such? Those motivational speakers, why aren't they handing out these formulas? Because, hey, I mean, they walk with their heads, you know, their heads held up high with this big chip on their shoulders. They will crush your soul. They will literally, okay, you should see the hand gestures they're making. They will thrash your soul. They will depress you for an entire month. They will tell you that, listen, my brother, you haven't made it at this age. You are doomed. And then you ask yourself, how am I doomed? Because I've been working. What am I doing wrong? Because you wrote like a book here and there, and then you speak a few sensible words here and there, and then you think that you know the formula to life. I mean, if you know so much about life, then why aren't you handing out these formulas in your books? Why aren't you including these formulas in your speaking engagements? Why aren't you doing that? Because there are people that work hard, don't get anyway. Then there are people who don't even work hard, yet they're successful. So really, like, you know, you have these juggling thoughts in your mind. Do I need to work harder? Or do I just need to get lucky? Or, even worse, am I just doomed as a human being? Am I doomed? Because, you know, I'm working. I'm not really reaching the goal. Someone is not working that hard. And they've reached like 10 times, you know. Yeah, they just ahead, like 10 times, 10 steps ahead of you. And you've been working for a long time. Working hard, that is. Don't get it twisted. You've been working hard, like years of tireless, you know, tireless commitment, blood, sweat, tears, breaking your back, bending over backwards, just to reach a certain goal. And then, you know, someone else comes up and then they do this thing here and there, and then suddenly they're big. And then you wonder to yourself, like, maybe I'm just not really cut out for this soft life. Maybe I'm just not cut out for success. Have you ever thought of such things, though? I mean, I can't be the only one that has thought of such things. I mean, we are, after all, human beings, right? Although we don't really have the same thinking capabilities and, you know, we don't have the same depth of knowledge or whatever. But something has got to be similar. Is hard work really enough, though? Or is it sheer luck? Well, I think, I don't know. I'm here so that we can actually help each other out. I bring this forth and then you start thinking about it and then you report back to me. My God. Being an adult is... Couldn't we have just stayed 12 or 15 or even 5? I mean, like, we were so innocent back then, right? We knew nothing. And then you grow up. Oh my God. Oh God. Oh dear child. And now you're going to start, you know, telling yourself, you know, tell the 15-year-old... you know, Colbin, what you know now. What would you say to yourself? You know, what would you say to your younger self? I'm like, well, I would say, boy, run. Run. If you don't run, then gear up. It's an uphill battle. Really, it's an uphill battle. When do people actually make it big? How do they make it big? you know. And then you'd be flipping, you know, and looking and scrolling. You're like, oh my God, this is so incredible. Oh my God, this is good. And then you look at these people, and then you go on YouTube and you Google like 10 of the most richest people in the world, you know. 10 of the most richest black people. 10 of the most successful people in your field. And then you wonder, what did they do? What kind of formula did they use? Who did they speak to? Right? What did they do to get to that level? People often say, well, some people say, don't work hard, just work smarter. But then what's the formula? What's the formula to just acquiring that? You know, what's the formula? What's the formula, really? Why aren't people sharing? Why aren't people sharing? What's the formula? Because people do work hard out here. And what I don't appreciate, there are people that actually look down on other people. That, you know, they'd look at you, you're so lazy, you're not serious in life, you know. And then poor guy went to school, you know, graduated with good marks, but there's no luck. He can't land a job or keep one. And then there'll be this smart ass out of nowhere. Oh, well, you're not serious. I cannot stand such people. People that look down on other people. Just because somebody has not really made it, or rather, used the same formula, which have been shared, is not serious about life. It does not mean that. It does not mean that. This question makes me angry, though. It really burns. Is it enough? Are you born with it? Born for it? Did you get lucky? Did you work hard? That's the question I'm asking. A few questions. Ask yourself that. Just take a moment and listen to this. The people that are up there, prominent people, successful people, you know, well established, did they really work hard? Were they born with it? Were they born for it? Or they use something else? Better yet, those motivational speakers, you dumb asses, this is for you too. What's the formula to making it big? Really, what's the formula? What's that one thing that you did that could save an entire generation, or rather, the entire human race from hard work? Because many people do work hard, but they don't get anywhere. This is the question that I'm leaving with you this week. Is hard work enough? Now, Shirley's waiting for me. I need to shower, get dressed, and look pretty. All right? That's it for this week. All right? Be back next week with another burning question, with another thrilling, thought-provoking edition of The Green Tea by yours truly, Corbin Green, your distant cousin. All right? Until then, have your green tea with no sugar. Signing out. Love, light, peace, and happiness. Oh yeah, do pray too. Maybe that's the formula. Signing out. My name is Corbin Green, your distant cousin from Asia. Cheers.